and went to Sprint, same Sprint, till 8 o'clock because my phone was there. They got it all together, they got it plugged in, and there was a second longer, or not showing up. If I wouldn't quit my job, I wouldn't have had a phone at all. So I got it going across at 8 o'clock, and I only have 50% of my stuff to transfer it over. So I was like, now what I'm going to do? All my business is there. They're fit to wipe my phone. I'm not going to have anything. And as many guys start working, he's like, hey, you got Google Backup? I was like, yes, I do. I think I have everything on Google. So we unplugged the phones, went to Google on the new phone I got. Everything was there, minus a few photos. So, I'll praise the Lord for several things there in that story.
Cool.
Good stuff.
Yeah. All lined out right.
Good morning, Captain James.
Pastor, you want to introduce your guest?
Hey, James. Good to see you, man. Man, you got a lot of tan. You've been out in the sun.
Yeah.
Cool. I need to get more sun. Who else has praise? Carrie?
My praise is when Paula texted me this morning and said she couldn't come, I was like, but then I called Harley and he so graciously came with practice and came to God.
Yeah. Mark?
I took on a job and had to commit for 4 months. And I took it because I want to get Santiago working, right? So I took the job, and then I got him a job at the same place doing the same thing. So it gave him a little bit of opportunity to kind of follow me around and learn at the same time. He's getting some confidence in doing something on his own, right? So it's an escort service.
Who else had a phrase?
So we're actually escorting vehicles, construction vehicles, across the airport. So we had to get a special permit and go through background check and stuff like that. So he'll be actually driving more, which is good because he hasn't been driving much. He does have a driver's license. It just gives him an opportunity to get out and meet people and just be on his own a little bit. So I committed for 4 months to do that. But.
All right. Well, that's that sounds interesting, actually, not being out on the runways. And
well, you have to ask for, the control tower for approval to go across.
Yeah, so you don't get run over by a jet.
The word construction vehicle before escort service would have greatly clarified.
Only in this class would people do that on purpose.
Wanted to make sure that you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you did. All right, cool. That's good. Vicki.
Bubba's daughter and her husband are down visiting, and we've got to enjoy the last several days with them.
Well, good.
With them and just hanging out. And I just thank God for them being part of our lives and being able to spend time with them. We don't usually get to see them very often.
Cool. Jerry?
Praise the Lord for his provision. It looked like it's a fairly slow week, but still made money. And out that way sometimes.
That's great, man. Yeah, that's good. Brenda?
I just want to praise the Lord that I have got a job. I start tomorrow.
Okay.
Yay. Lord, praise the Lord.
Give her a job. Praise the Lord. For the possibility to go full time.
Awesome.
They just want to test me out, I guess, and see if I'm okay.
Gotcha. Yes. Well, I've got a little clue for you. All jobs are temporary.
Well, true. You know what I'm saying.
I do.
The only thing is, I've got to actually drive to the job in Pearland now. I haven't driven
to work.
My work in 5 years. I've been, we used to work, at home.
Yeah. You're a spoiled rotten, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be an adjustment.
Yeah. Sherry, what's your praise?
Tax season's over.
Not for me.
No. It's not over. It's just the rushes.
And also, just because God is good.
Amen. All the time.
Amen. That he is. That he is. Joshua has another one. Okay.
Praise the Lord for all the continued blessings he's given us. Sometimes they're hard to see, but he just constantly pours them out.
That he does. That he does. Well, I got a praise. I did the... PET scan Thursday, and they don't tell you anything and won't for 2 weeks. But I didn't die, so.
You don't normally die from a PET scan.
Well, a PET scan is, they inject you with this.
Iodine, right?
No, it's not iodine. It's radioactive stuff. But
iodine's radioactive.
Well, anyway, but before they do that, they inject you with this stuff that makes your heart race, so that your blood is, you know, heart is really pumping heavy when they take the pictures. Well, my heart didn't like that very much. That was weird. You know, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to get to have a heart attack right here on this stupid table. Won't even be able to holler for anybody. But it finally passed, and, you know, so it was worked out okay. But it was not fun. It just was not fun. But anyway.
Pastor, you had the Lord right there with you.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah, I know. And I wasn't worried about it anyway. I just didn't like the experience very much.
Right. You've already died twice. You're not scared of it.
Well, I haven't actually. I've been at the door a few times, but no, fear is not one of the elements that shows up. It's different than that. Karen, you have another?
I have another phrase. I went outside with Charlie the other day to take the dog out, and we put the dog back in, and he wanted me to stay out there with him, and it was a joy. He got his football to watch him play football. He can play football. And it was a joy to watch that little one. He loves football.
Is that real football, or is it that round ball stuff they kick around? Football. Real football. Okay.
Real football, he's going to be playing.
Okay. I thought I knew that, but anyway. All right. Yes, Mary.
Yeah, I just want to praise God and thank God for yesterday. It was such a beautiful day. I've been riding and talking to my Lord. Try it sometime, guys. It's beautiful. Say a prayer.
He makes that all the right. People we see talking to themselves when their bikes are not crazy. They're
I'll give you a beautiful experience we had one time. Me and my son were walking. My son said, Mom, the way it was hot. The way you love to talk to God. Ask him to send in some rain. I said, okay, let's pray. Oh my gosh, I held on and I said, God, will you please send some rain and cool us off? All of a sudden, listen to this, only the area that we were walking around, the rain started pouring down. Alex is like, oh my gosh, he answered. I said, well, you ask him. It was beautiful.
Yeah, amen. Vicky?
I just want to praise God for spring. I got to get outside yesterday and get my hands in dirt and put some. It's amazing the things that God does and the little teeny tiny seeds that He creates that can just make a new plant, and just the way that He made nature regenerate itself, and that process is just amazing to me. It always reminds me of His magnificence and His creation. And
yep. Amen.
I don't know how people can actually have a garden or participate in that cycle and not know that there's God. See, that's not by
accident.
Yeah, amen. Well, one of the things that, you know, I got this blockage in one of my arteries, and it shut off completely. But God's amazing creation, the heart, is able to make itself a bypass.
Yeah.
And go through another route and keep you going.
Yeah.
You know, I have some doctor friends. They're not like special friends or close friends or those kind of friends, but they're acquaintances that are. And those guys, you know, the Bible talks about men who go down to the sea, behold the God's creation in a way that others don't, and they do. By the way, it's, you see things out there that you don't see anywhere else. But a doctor that spends all day dealing with the heart or, you know, the bodily miracles that God built into us, our Creator, how they can miss His incredible creation, it just boggles my mind. What's wrong with you guys? You know, almost don't want you working on me because you got to be really dumb not to see this. You know, but anyway, that, it's just strange. But I just praise the Lord that He is amazing. And His creativity, you know, we talk about people being creative. We're not creative. We just took stuff that God already created and changed it and messed with it. I guess there is some creativity because God gave us some of that. But compared to what God does, it doesn't even qualify as the definition. He is the creator. And His ways and His works are marvelous to behold. Amazing. Anybody else before we get into Proverbs? Christine.
Friday, I got to go with Taylin to Moody Gardens with her school for Earth Day.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool to get to see all the other kids in her class and kind of get to see how they are and kind of explain why she does what she does sometimes. But I get to do it again Monday because Bug is going, so hopefully it won't be as busy. We shared Moody Gardens with, I think, 5 other schools on Friday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. But to be able to mark on the calendar, no work this day. I have obligations, you know, and not have to worry about it. So on our calendar at home, we have the week of church camp marked out too. And I'm like, no work that week. And it feels good because we don't have to work. We don't have to miss it. We get to partake in it because our schedule will allow it now. It's not a necessity to have to work that time. So
Amen. Being
able to do this, that's pretty cool.
Amen.
Cool.
And it'll be waiting for you when you get back. That's just the way that works. But that's okay. That's okay. You can handle it. You can handle it. All right. Proverbs 28. I've got a mark here after verse 5. But verse 5 is the topic I want to discuss today. Did you know the Bible says that fleas are wicked? It says right there in chapter 28, verse 1, the wicked flea. Jerry was laughing about this morning, the wicked flee when no man pursueth. You know, the transgression of a land, many are the princes thereof, but a man of understanding and knowledge, the state thereof shall be prolonged. Poor man that oppresseth the poor is like a sweeping rain which leaveth no food. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. And then verse 5, evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. Evil men understand not judgment. What's that talking about? Where do you see that? And why is it that way? Do you understand judgment? It says, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. Do you understand judgment? Pretty much, yeah.
Not all the time, I don't.
Describe it for me.
What it is or how
it is? What it is, how it works, you know. Vicki?
You understand judgment by reading Proverbs and the wisdom that it offers and that what happens to you when you don't follow those wise advice, and judgment comes to you as a result of not making wise decisions.
All right, judgment itself. Give me an element. What? There are certain elements that make up this thing called judgment. What would they be? All right, Mark?
Putting someone in a position of power that shouldn't be there, but you have, so you can...
Okay. All right. For judgment to exist, doesn't there have to be a judge?
Yes.
I mean, it kind of goes with the definition, doesn't it?
Yes.
Are there one judge, many judges?
Many.
One judge.
Well, many.
There are many.
Yes, and one
there
ultimate
many.
Judge, but others.
There, yeah, one ultimate judge, but many other judges. Evil men understand not judgment. It occurred to me that one of the reasons that evil men are evil is because they understand not judgment.
Why would they do the things they do?
Lisa said consequences was the element. Evil men do not, what, snap to the fact that there's going to be consequences to the actions. Yeah, they don't, I don't think they believe it. They somehow don't believe that they're going to be held accountable for what they do. There are laws that they don't somehow get a hold of, Mark.
I think also that they think that, first off, they do the things they do because they think that they deserve it. Then they don't, when they're judged for it, they don't think that it's a righteous judgment. So there's a total misconception of everything, really. They don't think that they deserve the judgment because
well, do they think that they don't deserve it, or do they think that they're basically above it and are not going to have to reap the consequences of their actions? It seems like evil men think that they're smart enough to get away with it. Vicki?
I think an excellent example of that is our prison system. And that even in prison, you still have men that are suffering consequences for what they do, but yet they're still doing evil things to one another in the prison itself. So
yeah.
Like they go and they break the law and they suffer the consequences and they learn, they just keep on breaking the laws within the law-breaking system.
Yeah, what is that verse in the deeds of their father they will do?
Yeah, that's what Jesus told the Pharisees. You are of your father the devil, and the lust and the deeds of your, I think it was deeds, yeah, of your father you will do. That's John 8:44. Do you understand judgment? How often do you break speed limit?
Every day.
Every day. Everybody does. Not one person in here does.
Only when I'm behind the wheel.
I do not break the speed limit every day. I stayed home all day one day last week. And I didn't break speed limit.
I didn't break the speed limit for 60 days.
For 60 days? You did?
I got a ticket for running a red light, and so I had to pay extra for the ticket to be taken off my record, and part of that was that I could not get pulled over for anything for the next 60 days. So
it was
for
awful.
The next 60 days, my cruise control was set to the speed limit or 1 mile under, and I got a lot of honks and dirty looks and all kinds of other things.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm so sorry, you're not worth it.
Well, I could pretty well bet the farm Jamie's not going to be passing any school buses for a while. Yeah, he'd be in here. He'll be talking about it. His praise today was that they worked out a thing with the fine where he could actually afford to get past it and get it done. But he was just drinking coffee and eating his kolache and whoops, you know, and the cop's sitting there and got him. So there are consequences. Are the consequences still there when you don't get caught?
Yes.
It's amazing how the littlest thing can start to whittle away your integrity.
Yeah, it does. So what are we talking about when we're talking about evil men? Is it not our flesh evil? Yeah. But this is not talking about us. This is talking about lost people. It's talking about people who don't understand judgment. We know that we're only going to go so far, and that's it. We'll push it. I mean, what is it? We think that we can drive 62 in a 55, and unless the guy with the radar is not in a great mood that day, you know, or he's a little bit behind on his quota, or that he's not supposed to have, but does, or whatever. Do we understand judgment? It says, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. How do we seek the Lord? Obviously, that category would be saved people, but do all saved people seek the Lord?
Not all the time.
No, all saved people aren't seeking the Lord. They should be. But if all saved people were seeking the Lord, this classroom might be full today.
Exactly.
Busted full.
And I think we'd sin a lot less, too, if we were always seeking the Lord.
Probably. Jerry.
Something that strikes me about that pastor, it says, evil men understand not judgment. There's a difference between understanding it and liking it.
Well, yeah.
You know, we may understand it, but not like it, but still we understand it.
Obviously, evil men, lost people talking about, and I think evil men is probably a step above in a description of just the unrighteous. It's one thing to be unrighteous, it's another for God to call you evil. You know, it
I think evil can apply to an entire nation, like the nation of Israel, when they refused to listen to the prophets that were telling them, you know, your ways are evil, and the entire world when God destroyed the world through the flood, he said because their thoughts are evil continually. So he destroyed the entire world. That was his judgment on the evil people of the world. He saved one family because the entire world was evil, and the nation of Israel had, if you read any of your Old Testament, you know, repeatedly God had to let them go into captivity and be, you know, punished. That was their judgment for their evil deeds.
Yeah.
Stay with you.
We understand that evil men obviously don't understand judgment, or they wouldn't be nearly as evil. Because whatsoever man soweth, he's going to reap that. And it might not be today. It might not be tomorrow or next year, but it's coming. It's coming, and it's going to get. If you cheat, if you steal, if you embezzle, if you whatever you do, there's going to be a payday someday, because there's somebody that's running the universe that requires things of us. But they that seek the Lord understand all things. I don't think just being saved qualifies us as being someone who seeks the Lord. Do you agree or disagree? It seems to me like it takes a little more than that to seek the Lord, and that's where the understanding comes. What kind of motivation do you have to seek the Lord? You know, he's the Word made flesh, so seeking the Lord would be definitely trying to find out what the Word says. Wouldn't that be accurate to say? What's your motivation to seek the Lord? Jerry?
Desire for the truth.
Desire for the truth. Okay.
One right there.
Josh?
Fear of failure. Fear of failure.
Fear of failure. Please.
Comfort when you're going through a hard time.
Comfort. Mark?
To live life more like Jesus.
Okay. All right. Mary?
As I wake up in the morning, start thinking about it. Tell him good morning. Just to go and read his word. That's what I do all the time.
Okay. All right. Mary seeks the Lord because she enjoys his fellowship.
Yeah. It's just to what the Bible says. A single person, like you're not married, to seek after the Lord Jesus Christ. It is so true.
Yeah.
You know?
Josh is seeking the Lord because he knows that following the Lord is going to lead him to success, and otherwise he'll be a failure. And he's got too much dependent on it. He's got a family support. And men, particularly, like to feel good about themselves as to accomplishing something and not just being. So it looks like we all have a little bit of a different motive for seeking the Lord. None of I didn't hear any bad ones. Vicki?
Acquiring wisdom.
Acquiring wisdom. What about avoiding consequences?
Yeah.
How many of you would say, Lord, give me what I deserve today? And Lord, I did not say that. I was just quoting somebody else I heard. That was not, you know.
I have said, Lord, please don't let that talk to me. That I just have.
Well, I'll tell you what, we seek the Lord for a lot of different reasons. But seeking the Lord brings understanding in all areas. Okay, verse 6. We beat that horse enough. Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. How do you interpret that verse, Jerry?
Very simple. There's another scripture that talks about it that says if a if you lose your soul and gain the world, what have you gained?
Yeah, what is the profit of man if he should lose the, if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Okay. Lisa?
And he says it's better that, to have a good name.
A good name is better than great riches. Yeah, amen. It is. Good name will keep you rolling when the riches run out. And they do fly away like they had wings. And if you don't know that from the Bible, you have learned it by experience by now, for sure. Vicki?
To me, that verse talked about where your priorities are.
All right, where your priorities are. Well, okay. Do you know there are some people that interpret that as that better to be poor?
Yeah, yep. Interpret that you're supposed to be poor. No, that's not what it means.
I have been poor, and I have been not poor.
I like not poor better.
And better is definitely not poor. There's an interesting word here. Than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. That word perverse is talking about two ways. It means two ways.
Double-minded,
yes. That's James said a double-minded man's unstable in all his ways. But what that's primarily, the meaning that is assigned to that word generally as is defined, is that he's pretending to go one way, but he's really going the other way. Two ways.
For perception.
He's pretending that he's doing things righteously when he's not at all doing. It does sound a little like, sounds like a politician, doesn't it? Jerry, then Vicki. Well, that's exactly what that's talking about. It's hypocrisy. Vicki?
Well, I mean, Solomon was wise in all of his ways, and he was the wealthiest man in the whole world ever, but then in the end, didn't his double-mindedness just by following all of his wives lead to...
Yeah, well, he wasn't going two ways. He was going like 987 ways.
Couldn't he afford it?
And he wanted to follow all their gods. And
I don't think Solomon ever wanted to follow their gods. I think he just wanted to keep her happy. Whoever her was. And there was
a lot of hers.
How can a wise man even begin to imagine that he could keep more than one woman happy? When it's not a man's job to keep a woman happy.
I guess he got off the track watching the other kings in other countries.
He got off track. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. You know, it's like a doctor that works on your heart not being able to see and understand God's amazing creation. Doesn't compute. It does. You know, how could that even exist when you see that going on and you know it's there and you don't? It works like Solomon. How could anybody that knows what he knew? That knew what he knew, knows what he knew, knew what he knew. I guess still, he's somewhere, he's still in heaven, but how could anybody that knows that much, that's that smart, be so dumb and do something so stupid, ridiculous? I mean...
But how could we do the same thing?
Yeah, I wasn't really going to go that far, but okay. But it's right. We act like that. I was talking to Brother Hudson this week. I hadn't talked to him in a while, and we visited some. He's in his 80s now, and just got through preaching a meeting at a church up in North Central Texas, and the Lord's given him a little bit better health, and he's just still going, but we were laughing about the fact that, you know, you think when you get older, it's a whole lot of the issues and things, the way your mind works, and you know, you get older most of all of this stuff. No, afraid not. Your mind never ages. I don't know if you realize that. Your brain will not work as well, but your mind, it doesn't ever age. You know, you can. It's just weird. We find ourselves doing things, thinking things, believing things. That's just hard to understand. Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness. Let me tell you something. If he's seeking the Lord and he's walking in his uprightness, he's probably not going to stay that way. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son. But he that is a companion of riotous men shameth his father. Is this talking about the Torah? Is this talking about Mosaic law? Or is there more being discussed here? He who keepeth the law. Was there a law that you had to adhere to growing up?
Honor your father, that's the law.
Yeah, that's what it's talking about. Honor your father. Honor your mother. He that does that, who listens to what dad is trying to tell him, is a wise son. And if you have a wise father on earth, you definitely have a wise father now if you're saved.
That's right.
But if you have a wise father on earth, you are tremendously blessed. Tremendously blessed. But he that is a companion of righteous men shameth his father. What's the Bible say about companions? Do companions influence you? You greatly?
Yeah. Yes.
Who were we just talking about?
About evil men.
If you back up just a little bit to Solomon.
Solomon.
Absalom had a friend.
Yeah, a friend. A friend did Absalom in. Solomon had 1,000 friends. I don't know if they were riotous, but they definitely brought shame to his heavenly father and to David as well, even though David didn't live to see it, which is kind of good for David.
Who was the king who had his father's wise counsel, wise counselors to judge him, and he also had his young friend?
Rehoboam, Solomon's son that inherited the throne.
Right, so yeah, he took the counsel of his friends.
Solomon, Rehoboam did the same stupid thing Solomon did, only with a different person in a different situation. Same mistake, though, was it not? Same mistake. Yeah. Your companions, your friendships are extremely important. Your children's companions, those they hang with, it's critical. And no child, you included, wants to be told who you can hang out with, but it's extremely important. Okay, better's the poor. Whoso keepeth the law, wise son. Stay away from riotous men is italicized. So it's not just men, is it? It's people, companions. All right. He that by usury and unjust gain increases his substance, he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor. That is a verse that talks about consequences. But before we get into the consequences part, we only have a couple of minutes. So let's talk about usury and unjust gain. What's usury?
Interest.
Is it just interest?
Unreasonable.
It's unreasonable interest. Yeah, the Bible doesn't condemn charging interest. But it definitely condemns charging unreasonable interest. Yeah, usury. Matter of fact, remember the servant that received the one talent? And he hid it because he, you know, and when the master came to see what he earned, he still had nothing but the one talent. And what he told him, he said, well, why didn't you at least put it in the bank where I could have got some usury interest, but reasonable interest. So it's definitely not capitalism. Everybody's always complaining about capitalism. Well, the left. Well, they don't sure complain about spending the money.
Or about how many places that will loan you money on your title to your car.
Yeah, well, there. That's verse 5. Definitely verse 5. Even communist countries are engaged in capitalism. What are they doing? They're buying and selling, and they have to have profit on the groceries and all those things. It's that hypocrisy thing, I think, going on again. Usury and unjust gain. There's a lot of ways that unjust gain is obtained. Sometimes it's legal. Is usury legal?
Does advance cash?
Yeah, but, oh man. Title loan, pawn shops, even the people you do business with. Does anybody here have a credit card in your pocket? You don't have to raise your hand. I know you have a credit card. Ever read the fine print?
Use it wisely.
Yeah. You have to be very diligent in order to properly be able to handle a credit card. I mean, you have to be on the ball. And if you don't already have enough money to pay what's going to be due, you best not have one, because it's going to come back and bite you later. We'll talk about the last half of that verse next week.